Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that also includes the over-the-road truck drivers out there, and you're going to have a hard job this week with the storms that are going on. We'll get into that in a minute. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from California, where I'd be willing to bet you it's cooler than what it is where I'm at right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and hello, everybody.
Yeah, buddy. All right, you're going to go in because it's a little bit warm out here right now, but it's not going to be that way forever.
That's right. Well, we got 46 degrees here tonight, Captain.
Yeah, well, it may be that by late Monday night and Tuesday morning, might be, but we got cold weather coming for sure. It's unseasonably cool. It's going to cool off during the course of the day. But let's say the pledge, because we got so much to talk about. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start with the weather because that's first and foremost on my mind, because we have to keep the truckers informed and all the people informed. We do have some violent weather moving across the south tonight. Again, severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes mixed in with these things going up through the northern part of Florida, Live Oak area, over towards Jacksonville, on up to Valdosta, over to Brunswick, on up to Savannah, and then on up towards Myrtle Beach. There is a severe thunderstorm warning, watch, and tornado watch all included in that bundle right there. Very unsettled weather conditions there as we have a system and a front that's moving across from the west to the east, a line of severe thunderstorms that should be over in my way in about an hour or so, maybe an hour and a half, we'll see. And then, of all things that have happened, Kyle, we are going to have a mid-southern coast from northern Alabama, northern Georgia, eastern Tennessee in the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, most of Virginia in the high elevation, West Virginia in the mountains, and all the way up into Delaware, New Jersey, we're going to get a good old snowstorm.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like D.C. by sometime this afternoon could have 3 to 7 inches of snow on the ground and still snowing with 35-mile-an-hour winds.
It's really something. Yep.
Yeah, and it'll shut the government down, of course.
Yep.
But that's what's coming. So anybody going up and down 95, coming across 70, coming across 64, coming across 40, coming across 20, you're going to have weather to contend with. As the day goes on, the weather will deteriorate, and that's all I can tell you. And if you're in a big semi, you might just want to think about that before you come sailing this away. Okay, well, that takes care of that in a bit. Now, it's going to be soapbox night for a couple things here. So are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Ponder this as we move into the new year 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody seems to concentrate on the problems we're having in the country lately, namely immigration, illegal immigration, a hurricane recovery, alligators attacking people in Florida, and, of course, the smash and grabs and all the shootings going on. Well, not me. I'm trying to concentrate on the solutions for the problems because it's a win-win situation. You ready, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
I've solved the border problem.
Okay.
Dig a moat the length of the Mexican border. Number two, send the dirt to New Orleans to raise the level of the levees. And then number three, and this is the one I like the best, put the biggest Florida alligators you can find in the moat along the Mexican border and dare the people to cross.
Well, that might come up with some challenges, I'm sure.
But, I don't care if it does or not. It'll stop the problem now, won't it?
Well, you never know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got something else to think about. How about cows? You ready?
Yeah.
Is it just me or does anybody else find it amazing that during the mad cow epidemic, our government could track a single cow born in Canada almost 3 years ago right to the stall where she slept in the state of Washington and then track her calves to their stalls, but we can't locate 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, or whatever million illegal aliens there are wandering around the country? Maybe we should give each one of them a cow.
Well, right, and even that number, too, Captain, we're always told it's 11 million. It never goes up.
Yeah.
It never, ever goes up.
And that's not possible.
That's right.
Because they just let almost 2 million people in this time here, and they don't even know where most of them are.
Right.
Oh, we gave them a parrot thing, and they're going to show up to a... No, they're not. Okay, then the Constitution. They keep talking about drafting a Constitution for Iraq. You've heard it.
Yeah.
Why don't we just give them ours? It was written by a lot of really smart guys. It's worked for over 200 years, and we don't seem to be using it anymore.
Right, yeah, that's right. We could have a fire sale on the Constitution. Yeah, in Iraq, that's a very difficult thing. But, yeah, you're right. Typically, it could be based on that.
All right, hold that thought, because when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the Ten Commandments, because I got one for that, and then we're going to move on with some other stuff. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And welcome back, folks, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Monday morning edition, the first Monday of the new year. The 3rd of January. Now, this portion is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That, of course, is Mike Lindell and his great company. And the thing about MyPillow.com is they have got some of the greatest products there in general for anyone that you could use. And, I mean, everything that's there is something that's very family-friendly, user-friendly, all the different products. And you got to go to the website to check it out because they have an abundance of stock right now, and they're creating some specials to cut that supply down so they can add some more stuff. Now, MyPillow.com is a website. You'll see a bunch of stuff right there on the homepage. And then if you double-click on the Radio Listener Specials logo, you'll see well over 100 items, which will have even lower prices on them. And that's the hot page right there. We call it the hot page. Now, to get the prices you see there, it'll say enter. It'll say such and such a price with your promo code. All right. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple. The word Captain. Now, you can also call them by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to get these great radio deals. Now, again, the website, MyPillow.com, the promo code is always going to be Captain, and you can call them at 800-641-5459. And if you're over on Frank's Beach and you see the block ad over there for MyPillow.com, you can use the same pillow, same code, Captain, and the same number, 800-641-5459. So give it a shot. See what's going on. You might be able to get yourself something and save a whole bunch of money on it, something that you really need, like maybe you need a new mattress. Maybe you need a bed. Maybe you need a bunch of pillows, not just one. Maybe you need the travel pillows. Heck, maybe you need the sheets, the Giza sheets. I'm telling you, my sheets are great. I mean, absolutely fantastic, and I think you'll find out the same way. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. What did you get from MyPillow?
Well, we got the Giza sheets, and we've also got the MyPillows. Mrs. Professor, as a lot of folks know, has the slippers. I'm picking out what I like, and I went over to the website, and there's so much to choose from. I'm going to make my decision. I mean, you know, because I'm actually thinking about the slippers, too, because it gets cold here at night now.
They're comfortable. Those slippers are comfortable. Not the moccasin types, but the slippers.
That's right.
And you can wear them like as a little light casual shoe. They're able to do that.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, Kyle, we got an email from a retired colonel, U.S. Army. I'm not going to mention his name because I told him I wouldn't. But here's what the report was I got from him. You ready?
Yep.
Why isn't it being reported that the current open borders policy appears to be a technique that's being used by the Biden administration to secretly seed the entire country with COVID-19 virus carriers in order to keep the transmission and infection rates at high crisis levels for long periods of time? We've talked about this over and over again, haven't we?
We sure have. In the fact that even Jen Psaki, not all that long ago, was asked, why don't people, I mean, you have to vaccinate people if you fly in to the United States, but what about coming over the border? She says, well, they're not doing that, basically, just paraphrasing.
No, and if 20% of the illegal border crosses are testing positive for the coronavirus, and they're secretly being distributed throughout the U.S. at night through this secretive blanketing of the country with virus carriers, it makes it a whole lot worse, doesn't it?
Well, sure it does. Yes, of course.
Now, both the numbers, time frames, and then, of course, this is the way that China is actually attacking the United States by sending its citizens to the U.S. to spread the virus to other countries once it was discovered that they were, in fact, actually doing that in some cases, and they were.
Right. I guess it begs the question, Captain, whom does it benefit? If you still have a lot of people going through the country, but they could spread this virus, and they're not part of the same system, as it were, as you and me and so many others who are going down and getting vaccinated.
Well, I have an answer for you, because yesterday I heard it mentioned that the Democrats are pondering declaring a national state of emergency. Remember when they did that before?
Yeah.
Remember all the chaos it caused?
Well, sure.
Remember the problems we had trying to vote and this, that, and the other, and they're trying to do that again?
That's right.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
It's up to the states whether or not they want to follow a national state of emergency.
Yeah. And we may find that in this particular case, Captain, mm-hmm. even some Democrat governors may think twice mm-hmm. to believe that they could shut their state down for mm-hmm. many different reasons.
So that's something for you to ponder, folks. And by the way, I just got a message from Richard of Marine in Oregon. You ready?
Yep.
Good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. Big storm here. 46 degrees, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and heavy rain. Come on, New Year.
That's right. Well, we're actually going to be talking about some of that as we get into the trucker report a little bit later. There's a lot of rain and a lot of storms up in the Northern California and up towards in the Pacific Northwest. So a lot going on.
And more coming.
That's exactly right.
We got a big front coming down out of Alaska that's going to blast you. Haven't even seen you.
All right.
Let's talk about the flight cancellations as they're piling up going into 2022. Now, we're being told flight cancellations keep on increasing as travel disruptions from the Omicron-related staff shortages and bouts of bad weather. I get the weather. Spoil passenger plans and attempt to derail a steady recovery from the pandemic. Over 3,300 flights were canceled with more than 11,600 delays out of which 1,625 were flying into or out of the United States.
Right. Yeah, it's really piled up, and we're still seeing now. Typically, the travel would start to drop off after about today or so, as people head back after their Christmas or New Year's holidays. But all these cancellations are going to continue, and you'll see, because a lot of the airlines are trying to maintain their staffing. They're having a hard time doing it.
Now, airline safety is being compromised by the vaccine, and the pilots have been suing. There's this lawsuit, a couple of different lawsuits, against the Biden administration. Did you know that?
I heard about that, yeah.
Okay. Well, why the flights are being shut down worldwide has something to do with these lawsuits, because a letter was delivered to the FAA, the airline's management, and their insurance companies, notifying of them that they have ignored and acted in contravention of their own federal aviation regulations, which essentially prohibits pilots from taking any non-FDA-approved products. Now, many pilots have died, with many suffering symptoms of dizziness, heart attacks, confusion, severe eye problems, blood clots, etc. This is widely documented on YouTube and on the Spectator magazine, and I've seen it, and you've seen it, right?
Right.
So, several military medical examiners now have come forward in the recent past weeks expressing concern about all this, but they've been ignored so far by the government, the FDA, and everybody else. This is a story that is blatantly and openly being hidden by the government, the media, and the private sector, and it is a problem for the aviation industry.
Well, it sure is. We're learning very quickly, Captain. It can only take a small impact of a particular percentage that is going to really begin to cripple the ability for people to move about the country on an airplane. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is serious stuff now. I mean, and the pilots aren't going to take a chance.
Well, no, but there's also, too, the idea of being at altitude, and pilots and flight crews are at altitude way, way, way much more than the average traveler.
36,000 feet or whatever.
Well, exactly. But they're there consistently. That's their job. They're always flying. You and I might take a flight, but we're there for a comparatively very small period of time compared to what they're doing throughout the month or the year. So, yeah, so there could be effects from that as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to get into something when we come back. I can't talk about it now. We don't have enough time. But we're hearing about the Omicron and the CDC and the coronavirus and the hospitalizations and how bad things are or aren't and this, that, and the other. And they're really not, okay? They're really not. We need to get that out there. But the fact of the matter is, and by the way, I'm watching to see where this weather's at. Above me, it's getting closer to me, this system that's coming in. So you people traveling up 75, be careful.
Yes, exactly right. You might be getting an alert.
All right. Well, yeah, you might be. All right. Well, folks, we'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what's going on with the COVID cases. Quote, they're reaching record highs. It's getting so much worse. We might have to declare a national emergency. All that came out yesterday. And we're going to tell you what they're up to.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC may be changing some of their regulations.
After the CDC revised its guidance on isolation for asymptomatic COVID-19 patients, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union indicating that federal health officials are considering an amendment.
There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that five-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
The CDC in its revision shortening that isolation timeline from 10 days to 5.
Another day of major flight cancellations in the U.S. FlightAware is reporting over 2,400 flights were canceled due to bad weather and understaffing due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, we'll do that, Jeff. Thank you very much. This portion of the program, Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And as most of you know, I've now been 7 years that I've been taking Relief Factor in the morning and again at night for the problems that I have, and it works for me. It's that simple. I was able to get rid of Mobic and Flexeril, two prescription drugs which were giving me some side effects that I didn't care for, and as a result, I wound up with the drug-free Relief Factor. Now, the combination of turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, all products that are good for you, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. Now, it even lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problems is you've got going on, and it will target the underlying problems by going right straight to the source of the pain because it uses four different metabolic pathways to get there. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of your key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So check them out online. The website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. No clubs to join, none of that sort of stuff. You just go over there, you pay $19.95, try with a three-week quick start. If it works for you, you'll go on the automatic delivery, and away you go. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, try the three-week quick start, see if it works for you, and I'm sure that it will. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. As the U.S. COVID cases have hit a record high, the CDC admits hospitalizations and deaths remain very low.
Well, that's right. And one of the things, Captain, at the beginning of the COVID-19 issue was that, of course, you had a lot of people in the hospital, a lot of people sick, and unfortunately a lot of people dying. We still had a lot of COVID deaths, by the way, over 2021, which is terrible. But right now, with the Omicron variant, the very fact that we're not seeing people going to the hospital, getting sick, and dying in the hospital is one of the goals that we had early on, and that was to try to, for lack of a better term, manage this as best as possible so that we weren't having people die.
Now, the mainstream media is trying to create the narrative that the hospitals in many states are overwhelmed and they need help and they need a National Guard and they've got all these problems and they just can't treat the people and all that. Well, I guess, Kyle, if you got rid of a fair amount of your staff because they weren't vaccinated and they're no longer there, you might need the help of the National Guard, huh?
Well, right. So even in, you can't really say then you have a hospital overcrowding problem, because what you really have is a staffing problem, and the staffing problem was sort of self-inflicted.
So let me lay this narrative out there. If you're still going to treat people, extra people, and you're going to have the National Guard there doing it to help you, and you're not going to have your people, that means the cost of your labor is going to be down because they're not going to be billed for the cost of the National Guard.
Right.
So the cost of their labor will be down, and as a result of that, gosh, wouldn't you make a little more money?
Probably so.
So isn't that what we're talking about here?
Well, what's the old adage, follow the money. And as appreciative, I'm sure, as everybody is, of the National Guard being able to step in where needed,
sure,
it doesn't take the place, per se, of the trained hospital staff that would typically be working in the hospital.
Well, the new COVID-19 cases in the United States, and by the way, Omicron is considered to be coronavirus, have soared to their highest level on record as this coronavirus variant, Omicron, is estimated to have taken over the virus's Delta variant as the most prevalent strain contributing to the new COVID-19 infections, which is what they're calling it. Anything that's COVID-19, okay, could be the Omicron, and partially, I'd say 58.6%, which is the number that we got, is that?
Well, sure. And, of course, the thing with Omicron is that it's much more highly transmissible. The symptoms appear to be mild comparatively to Delta or COVID Prime, as it were. But what they're also saying, I think, is very interesting, Captain, is they're really trying to get out there wearing a cloth mask that you might have bought, so many people have, is not really protecting against Omicron. They really do recommend medical grade or the N95 type masks. And so I think this is a very interesting development because of how quickly this spreads.
Why do you think the fire service wears respirators with filters?
Well, because that's the only way to really take care of business.
A cloth mask was never designed to do anything.
Well, of course not. It's just
except cover your face.
That's right.
So, consequently, who do they think they're fooling here?
Well, right. I think that's why it's an important development, because early on, I think they probably should have told everybody early on, you need to be wearing very highly sophisticated masks. But when they simply said, have a face covering, you know, you can't come in the store without a face covering on, people just didn't believe it then. But now I think it's getting so transmissible that's why I think the officials are, for lack of a better term, panicking a little bit about how quickly it's really spreading and trying to get people to wear higher grade masks.
Well, if we could ever strip away the fear mongering and the propaganda by the mainstream media, it sounds more and more like the common flu to me. And a normal flu season will bring about 36,000 deaths to it, with the exception of 2017-2018, when we had 61,000 people die because of the flu. Most of them were over the age of 65 because they refused to do two things. Number one, get a simple flu shot that would have helped prevent it. And number two was to just simply take care of themselves and take the right vitamins and whatnot.
take the right vitamins, take care of yourself, get the flu shot, and also, of course, the hygiene issue. And the people will get sick from...
Wash your hands.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so you never know. And that, and pre-COVID, that was sort of the mantra. You never know. And so you have to keep your hands washed and just try to be as use as much common sense as possible. In the COVID era, it's a whole different story as well. But suddenly, you know, people are washing their hands all over the place, or have been.
That's hit or miss.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I see people that just walk into the restroom, do their thing, and walk back out. It just drives me nuts.
I know. Well, when all this hit, I told people I've been washing my hands for years.
Sure, and I also carry the hand stuff with me. Okay, well, the first phase of an audit praised by the Secretary of State of Texas has criticized some lawmakers who argued that it's not enough because they found over 11,000 potential non-citizens registered to vote, along with other problems. And here's the biggie. You ready?
Yep.
They found over 224,585 deceased voters who have since been removed from the voter rolls.
Wow. Well, see, but this is why you have to be eternally vigilant on these things to make sure that these things are happening.
And the Democrats in Texas are screaming.
I can imagine.
Screaming.
Yep.
But most of them, by the way, came from the polls in Texas, of course. Collin County removed 4,800. Dallas County removed 14,000. Harris County, which is Houston, removed 23,000. By the way, that's where Sheila Jackson's from. And dead people do vote there. And Tarrant County, also over in that area, removed 13,000.
Wow. Well, you know, what we're looking at, of course, is this is a great sort of a core base, for lack of a better expression, that, you know, some candidates may count on, or some party officials or elite may count on. But that's slowly being rectified.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming up on our first Truckers Highway and Bible report, and it's going to be a doozer, especially with what you got going on out west and what I got going on out east, and we got a storm coming our way. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Kyle's saying a commercially produced cloth mask, improvised masks do not stop aerosols. That's true. That's why we don't wear them.
Well, exactly.
God.
Yeah, this is and this is what so many people.
We wear the masks with the filters in them or the respirators in them, and that's what you should be wearing.
Well, that's right.
Not a simple cloth mask.
That's right. That's why, again, I think this is a very important development in terms of the transmissibility of where you're going and what you're doing. And if they're starting to now sort of be very concerned, for lack of a better expression, about cloth versus medical grade, then that's a big deal.
And every time we went into the nuclear plant, we had to wear white coveralls and booties over our equipment, and we had to wear masks over our equipment, unless we're wearing SCBA equipment, respirators.
Right.
So, you know, I can tell you stories, but I guess you don't need to hear them because here comes the music. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And like I said, it's going to be a doozer. So don't go anywhere. We're going to find starving Ron Edwards here. Where is he? And we're going to see if we can get him to... There we go. We'll get him to take us out.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
what there, Kyle. That's Joan Jett, a young Joan Jett. And that was done, I don't know, must have been 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think that was released. She did an album of covers or something, and I think it was about 1990. Yeah, so.
Yeah, she was a teenager.
Yeah, well, I know that that was done around 1990, and I'm not sure of her exact age at that time, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that she was young, because the whole thing looks like it. But anyway, let me just get into the weather here real quick, and then I'll give it to Kyle, because he's got a lot of weather coming out west that's going to be coming to the upper Midwest. Now, a winter storm is developing tonight into Monday from the southern Appalachians into the middle Atlantic. Heavy, wet snow and gusty winds are going to bring dangerous travel conditions and scattered power outages. This snow is going to be wet. It's going to be heavy. Okay, so there's going to be power outages. Now, this would be the first snowfall of the season for some areas, and in the meantime, a storm is dropping down from Alaska. I told you about it. It's going to come in behind the snow you're already getting in Washington and Oregon, Northern California, and Nevada, and you got another one coming right behind it. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. Well, right now, currently, we're tracking a lot of rain, and of course, we heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. He was reporting 46 degrees and heavy rain, and of course, that is the state of affairs, especially as you go up through Portland, Oregon, also up to Seattle. Looks like we've got rain in the forecast all week long, basically. I think Seattle might get a small respite on Wednesday, but the rain returns after that. Also, if you're heading out I-90 or I-84 coming east out of Seattle or out of Portland, you're definitely going to be running into snow as well. We also have, of course, a lot of winter weather advisories and flood watches, basically, as you're coming up out of Sacramento in California up Interstate 5. You're going to have this really just blocked all the way up to Seattle in some form or another, flood watch or winter weather advisory. So you want to be aware of that. Also, Donner Pass tonight, Captain, 21 degrees it's reading, coming out of I-80 out of Reno. If you head into California, you got snow, and more snow, at least through Monday through Wednesday. So you want to be aware of that as well. Avalanche warnings are the order of the day as you can travel up the Interstate 15 from St. George and southern Utah all the way up towards about Salt Lake City or so. Same thing coming west out of Denver on I-70. You're going to go through avalanche warning areas, especially looks like Avon, Glenwood Springs, that area there. And then we've got the high wind watches up in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Laramie, especially as you head up the Elk Mountain. These go up to Casper as well. Our friends in Bozeman also high wind warnings right now. Some of that huge wind chill factor has dropped off the map from where we saw late or early in the weekend, so that's good. But we still got winter weather advisories around Missoula. That brings us up to 4th of July pass, 20 degrees right now, Captain, in 4th of July. Cabbage Hill, by the way, 30 degrees. They've got packed snow on the road. Also, truckers, listen up here, high winds that is also blowing snow around, so you want to be careful with that. In Southern California, Cajon Pass looks like that's going to be clear, and so those storms have now moved out. But we've got an area of high pressure, Captain, coming into the Southern California area, which is going to keep all that rain up into Northern California over the next few days.
All right, I got to take it and run with it because I got a lot of stuff to go for. Let's go with South Texas down on the Mexican border, all the way around to New Orleans, and almost all the way into Mobile right now. You've got a freeze warning as well as a severe cold warning there for temperatures at or near for the next 8 hours, 30 to 32 degrees, which is bad news for that area. You've got all kinds of unsettled weather conditions across the panhandle of Florida, right here to my neck of the woods. We've got a storm system coming my way with a bunch of severe thunderstorms in them. You've got tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings on up the line from just north of Jacksonville, Brunswick, all the way up to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Got unsettled weather all the way up to the northern part of Georgia until you run into the snow, and you will run into snow. northern part of Alabama, I-20, you'll run into snow. Okay, get up into Tennessee, you'll run into snow all the way across to up to Kentucky. There's a winter storm warning for the mountains of eastern Tennessee, for the mountains of Virginia, for most of the uphill portions of Virginia, for West Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia, for the mountains of Maryland, as well as going into Delaware and just about to New Jersey. Not sure about what's going to happen in Jersey yet. It could be rain. Depends on the temperature. But if you're in Washington, D.C., you're going to get whacked by this afternoon, late this afternoon, 3 to 7 inches of big, thick, wet snow, which will make things a bit miserable. And then coming in behind it will be the colder weather. Means the snow will be around for a little while. It'll be cold in the deep south, Florida and whatnot, for the next 24 hours. Then it'll start warming up. It's very rough off the east coast. I'm sure small craft warnings are up all over the place because of what I'm looking at with the water and all that. And I don't know what Eric is saying here. He's still Wally. I don't know. Wally's chiming in about something here. Rain just began at Pinellas Park. Okay, so we're just starting to get rain in my area, but there is a line of thunderstorms moving across, and to the north of me, looks like it'll be the worst. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J. You got about 20 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget when you pull in to the pilot or Flying J, be sure to join the driver's club. You're going to earn points on everything that you buy at the pilot or Flying J. You can use those points on a lot of great stuff. And pro drivers, don't forget, after only you'll start earning 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. Compare that with 15 with the other guys. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And by the way, when we come back, hour number two, I'm going to do a little special ode to Antonio Brown, formerly with the Tampa Bay Bucks, formerly with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He went off his rocker a little bit yesterday. Well, a lot of it, not a little bit. And I'm going to play an ode to Antonio Brown. We'll see how you like it. I don't really care for what happened. That's just me. But we'll be back with more right after the news. Don't go nowhere.
This is Carl Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.